in a deceptive way. And so if Julian Bryan is going to be the only source of our information from when the Germans went into Poland, well, then we need to completely throw it out and completely start from scratch, because he faked a lot of stuff in Poland there, that Julian Bryan guy. And so they were faking it in London with the London Blitz. They were faking it in Poland. And we Americans were faking it at Pearl Harbor. So it's like the entire war was started on a complete lie. And it was just the bully who was ganging up on Japan and Germany didn't want to be communists. And the Chinese communists were taking over Asia. And the Soviet Bolsheviks were taking over Europe. And Germany and Japan were resisting against this communist takeover. And we Americans went over there and tilted the scales and made sure the communists won. And so that's why we've been communists ever since. And that's why we've been perpetrating all these hoaxes. It's obvious. Other people get this weird idea that the Nazis are still alive and we still have escaped Nazis and the Nazis are behind all these hoaxes. It's like, no, I can assure you the Germans were soundly defeated and they were soundly squashed and never to rise again. And no, the people who are behind all these hoaxes are the people who won World War II. And it wasn't the Germans and it wasn't the Japanese. It was the Allies and the Soviet, our Soviet friends and our Chinese communist friends who won the war. And we're behind all these hoaxes. And then I get other people who say, because they also identify all these fake events, like in Poland and the London Blitz and Pearl Harbor. But they say, well, the Germans were faking it, too. All that damage from Germany is all fake also. But I disagree. I've seen too many photographs like that documentary Hellstorm. You see these raped girls. I mean, their faces are swollen because they've been punched and their hands are swollen because they've been punching their attackers. You can't fake that. These girls have been raped. And then you find the corpses of these raped girls who have been raped. And you know, that's something that's hard to fake. And the German photos look real, and of the burn victims from Dresden, you know, those pictures look real to me. And so people sometimes take it too far. It's like, well, since the Americans are faking it, that means everybody was faking. It's like, no, we were faking it to start the war, and then we killed the people we wanted to kill, and then we've been faking all these other events ever since. Like 9/11 was a picture show. And so perpetrated by the same people who faked all these other events to start the war.
Yeah.
I imagine we killed real people in Iraq, that highway of death. But what happened there was because I see real corpses, real burned soldiers inside those vehicles. But what happened there was is they were tricked to go fight for their country. They were nationalists. And then we trapped them all on that one highway and we just shot them like a turkey shoot, and we just killed them. Once they were trapped, we just killed them. And they were just nationalists who wanted to defend their country, Iraq, from the invading Americans. And but you see, this communist world has no room for nationalists. If you're a nationalist, you got to go. And that's what they're doing over in Ukraine right now, is they're also trapping all the nationalists. They're giving out free AK-47s. Oh, go die for your country. And then they trap them and they kill them. And it's a trap. And they're using our nationalism against us. And so don't operate on your nationalist feelings, because we live in a communist world and they know how to trap us. And so, just don't pick up a gun. Don't join any of these fights. It's all
fake. It seems like.